Is the solution to porn addiction just to get a GF? If you have a girlfriend, if you have a partner, does that basically solve the problem you have if you're currently overusing porn? If the Pornhub is your most visited website right now, and you probably noticed this is a bit of a problem, but is it really just that you're single? Is it really just that you're not sexually active and you kind of compensate, right? Because you can't have real sex. You end up on the Pornhub a lot. This is a question I've been getting a lot lately, and it's really worth talking about. So in today's podcast episode, we'll talk about in which cases does getting a partner actually solve the porn use problem, and in which cases doesn't it solve it, which unfortunately, that's usually the case. Usually, it is not a solution. Then we'll look at what you can do if you're currently single and you want to make sure that your porn use doesn't destroy your next relationship. And what you can do if you're already in a relationship and you're still using porn and you want to prevent your porn use from destroying your relationship. So to get started, let me tell you a bit of a personal story of my experience with this. And in case you're not familiar with my work, the ideas I share about how to overcome addiction all come from my own struggle with the addiction and how I ended up overcoming it. They also come from the thousands of members in the Quit by Healing community. You can join in the link in the description. And they come from my work that I do with clients in helping them overcome the addiction and in helping them step into becoming the man they were meant to become. This is the kind of work I do. And this is the practical side of where I get my information from. I've also read lots of books on this topic. I read studies whenever I can find them and so on. But most of what I share here is really from the practical experience, including my own. So I was a porn user for many, many years. And during some of those years, I was single. And during some of those years, I was in relationships. And something happened to me that happens to a lot of porn users, where I'd be single for a while, I'd use a lot of porn, and then I get into a relationship. I meet someone, the sparks fly, and I go from being single and having no active sex life to having a partner, having someone that I have in real life sex with another person with. And at first, whenever this happened, I would lose interest in porn. So I'd get into a relationship and I would stop watching porn and I would stop having the desire to watch porn. So that would support the idea that, hey, you're just using porn because you're single, you have a sex drive, and that's like your outlet, right? Nothing wrong with that. But then what would happen is, after a while, my porn use would creep back in. And before I know it, I was back to using porn on a daily basis or almost daily. So what's going on there? This is where it gets interesting, because I think we have a common story, a common belief about this kind of thing, which is that, well, you know, you meet someone new and it's all exciting and you have great sex, but then over time it kind of just gets boring. It's just one of those things that happens. If you're in a relationship with the same person for a long time, the sex gets boring. And then because the sex gets boring, the guy, usually it's the guy, goes back to using porn because you want the excitement, right? Your male brain does the Coolidge effect, whatever. And so far, the story I'm telling seems to confirm this idea. But if I actually examine what happened in those relationships, it reveals a different picture. Because it wasn't the case that first the sex gets unexciting or boring or less frequent, and then I start using porn. The trigger is always something else. It was always some kind of a stressor. So something goes wrong in the relationship. Maybe we have a big argument. Maybe there is some kind of I'm stressed out about something, right? Maybe I feel smothered by the relationship. There's some kind of a conflict in the relationship, right? I feel like this isn't working anymore. Maybe it's a matter of me not having boundaries and I feel like she's kind of stepping all over me, stepping all over my private space or something like that. There's sources of dissatisfaction and tension and conflict in the relationship that always comes first. And as a result, as a response to that stress and dissatisfaction, that's when I start using porn again. Now, if you follow my content, if you know anything about addiction, this won't actually surprise you. You already know that addiction is always a coping mechanism. And even porn addiction usually doesn't have that much to do with sex or your sex drive. The trigger for porn addiction is usually some kind of a stress. It is something you're distracting yourself from something you're trying to avoid, something you're running away from. So here's the same thing, just in the context of a relationship. It really doesn't have that much to do with sex. It has to do with stress and dissatisfaction, distraction, and avoiding stuff. In other words, I am experiencing emotional pain. I don't know how to deal with that emotional pain, and I reach for my coping mechanism, which in my case was pornography. In the case of other people, it might be alcohol, it might be binge eating, it might be all kinds of other addictions and coping mechanisms. Unfortunately, in a relationship, porn use can make this problem even worse, because porn use is a disconnecting kind of thing. It essentially disconnects me from my partner, and it disconnects me. It's like it drives my sexual energy towards something else, and it takes away one of the things that you have in a relationship that can actually build greater closeness, build greater intimacy, and help you, you know, with closeness and intimacy and good communication, you can solve, in the ideal case, these things in the relationship that are conflicts and stressors and so on. But by going to porn, it made me then less interested in real sex, which then removes one of the things that ties you together in a relationship, which then can lead to even more stress and even more conflict and even more dissatisfaction, which leads to more porn use and so on. Again, if you followed my content, this is not new to you. You'll notice that addictions are always this vicious cycle. Like, doing the addictive behavior is something you do to try and escape the pain. But in the long term, it always causes even more pain, which you then escape with even more addiction and so on. Porn use can be a huge problem in a relationship because of what I've just described. It is disconnecting in a way. And I'm also seeing that a lot of people tend to misattribute problems to sex. So we have this immature perspective on sex, which I think is a phenomenon of people like growing up with porn as their example of what sex is like. It's almost like your role models for sex are porn stars or people who you've seen in porn. And it creates this idea that good sex means lots of variety, lots of excitement, lots of adventure. And so that creates that whole sense that, oh, you know, sex with the same partner all the time becomes boring. And maybe the solution to that is, you know, you keep introducing new stuff. What if we wear different costumes and we role play and we add toys and we do more and more exciting and adventurous stuff? Now, there's nothing wrong with being sexually playful and adventurous, but if you think that that's what's needed for sex to stay interesting in a relationship, you're missing the point, because it can be fun, but it's basically shallow fun. And there is a lot of enjoyment and excitement and depth to be had in relationship, especially in a longer term relationship with the same person, where you can build deeper and deeper intimacy. You can get to know how to please each other, how to turn each other on more and more. And you can build a really, really deep connection. You can think of this as you have like the shallow playground of like toys and costumes and stuff, which again, nothing wrong with that. It's a lot of fun. But you also have the depth of deeper and deeper intimate connection that can be maybe more like the tantric thing, where you go deeper and deeper into just that connection. And it can be mind-blowing, the connection with one person. And it can get richer and richer over time. So that's one of the things where porn use can give us this whole wrong paradigm about how sex in a relationship even works. And you might end up misattributing your dissatisfaction to, oh, you know, well, I left her because basically it wasn't exciting enough, because she wasn't enough like a porn star. Where you think what you want is more variety, what you think what you want is a porn star, but it's this kind of hungry ghost situation where no matter how much of that you get, it never actually nourishes you, it never actually fills that craving you feel. And so you just need more and more and more and more. And you're actually missing out on the very thing that would nourish you, the very thing that would give you the satisfaction you're looking for, which is depth, not shallow variety. So all of this is why, if you're currently a porn addict, if you're currently a heavy user of pornography, getting a girlfriend will probably not solve that problem. It will probably not turn you into a non-porn user. It will probably, in most cases, do to you what it did to me, which is that initially, for the first few weeks or first few months maybe, you stop using porn. You are excited about the relationship and the sex within the relationship. But Horn remains your coping mechanism for stressful and difficult situations. It remains a tool for you to escape from painful emotions. And guess what? In a relationship, there will be painful emotions, right? In the best relationship in the world, there's still conflict. There's still times when you have to figure out, hold on, why are we upsetting each other? Why are we not meeting each other? Why are we not understanding each other? There are going to be moments of conflict and misunderstandings that need to be resolved. And as a porn user, because you've built that habit of, oh, when I'm stressed, when I feel bad, I can escape to porn. That's what you'll probably do, and that will kickstart the vicious cycle that makes things worse and worse and worse. You'll be withdrawing from the connection with your partner. You'll constantly be ignoring and escaping from the difficulties in the relationship instead of dealing with them, and that leads to all kinds of problems. So that's the typical case. That is what, unfortunately, you have to realistically expect. It is possible that a relationship essentially heals your porn addiction. But you'd have to get really lucky for this to happen, because you'd have to find a partner who is so good at helping you work through the conflict and helping you not escape that they can almost like be your therapist, right? Now, theoretically, this is possible, especially if you're open to doing that and they have the awareness and the communication skills and so on to help you with that. Theoretically, that's possible. And maybe every once in a while, right, you have a connection that kind of randomly is just so good and just so compatible and things work out so well that, yeah, someone can essentially use the relationship as a catalyst to heal their porn addiction. But from what I can see from the people I've worked with, this is extremely rare. Which brings us to an important question. What can you do about it, right? If you don't just want to wait until you get enormously lucky and just kind of hope that the relationship will solve all your problems, which probably won't. What can you do? Well, here's two parts to this. One, what can you do if you're currently single and you want to avoid all the problems I just described in your next relationship? The first and most important thing is to address your porn addiction now, to not put it off. Because the idea that, oh, once I have a girlfriend, it's all going to be fine, is basically just an excuse that you can use to keep the bad habit going, to keep the addiction going. So instead of doing that, face the facts that a relationship is not going to be the solution to your problems, and instead address the problem now. And to do that in a way that really makes a difference, use the four pillars, which is have a strong why. Create a strong why do I want to quit? And I want to be a better partner. I want to have a good relationship in the future can be part of a strong why. Number two, you abstain. You stop using porn completely and you sit through the withdrawals that you will experience. Number three, you build positive replacement habits. You train your brain to get your dopamine from things that are not sources of addiction. So not porn and junk food and social media, but things like exercise, socializing, and building things. And number four, very importantly, you do the inner work. You do things like introspective writing and the embodiment meditation and other tools that I teach. And you can find this. I have lots of tools for free in my content on YouTube and in the Quit by Healing community. So if you're not a part of that yet, you can go in there. It's a completely free introspective writing course that you can take. It's a completely free shadow work course that you can take that teaches you how to actually deal with difficult emotions and urges and stuff like that in a healthy way, and how to actually access what are the underlying issues. Like, what am I running away from? What am I coping with? If porn is a coping mechanism, what am I coping with, right? And teaches you how to uncover these core issues that make you an addict in the first place and how to work through them, how to actually do the healing. If you do all four of these things, then you are actually healing from your addiction. You're not just like white knuckling it, right? You're not just abstaining and trying as hard as possible to stay away, which is not a sustainable solution and generally doesn't work. A big part of this work is like building awareness of what's happening inside you, so that when you feel the urge to watch porn, you go, hold on, what's going on inside me? What emotions am I feeling right now? What physical sensations am I feeling? What is happening in my mind? What stories am I telling myself in my mind? You generate the awareness of noticing these things instead of just kind of being swept away in what's happening. And in a way, you're learning to have a healthier, more mature relationship with yourself, where you go, oh my God, I need to watch porn. I really don't want to deal with this. And you hear the voice in your head going, you know, whatever, making excuses. And you can go, hold on. I'm seeing what's happening here. Everything is fine, right? You can almost like be the adult in the room, and you can find better ways to essentially communicate with yourself, be like, no, you know, binging porn isn't the solution right now. We know that that's going to make us feel bad in the long term. And it's kind of breaking a promise to myself, let's not do that. And you find a better way to relate to yourself instead of giving into your impulses and then feeling bad and then negative self-talk, right? Berating yourself, beating yourself up. That's kind of an immature, emotionally unstable way to relate to yourself. And you're learning to bring awareness to what's happening and to have a more mature and healthier relationship with yourself. And guess what? That awareness and those relationship skills make you a much better and much more desirable partner in a relationship. Those are many of the same skills that will help you have a healthy and good relationship with someone else. And this is why I always say the skills you learn in order to overcome this addiction make you a better man, make you a better person. This is so worth doing for far more reasons than just it removes one source of addiction from your life. If you're currently already in a relationship and you're also using porn and you're probably doing it in secret and you're probably noticing creeping negative effects this has on you and your relationship, then what can you do? Well, all of the same stuff I just said, right? You have to do this internal work. You have to build this awareness. You have to address this addiction by yourself. But also, you have to start communicating about what's going on for you with your partner. Now, this will depend a lot on what kind of a relationship you have with your partner, how much open communication and psychological safety you have with each other. So in some cases, it's not a great idea to kind of just, you know, dump everything on your partner. Go, here's what's happening. You know, big confession. I've been watching porn all this time and it's a huge problem and et cetera, et cetera. I'm using it to avoid all this emotional pain. Oh, and here's my tragic childhood, my past, my trauma, et cetera, right? That can be too much. So that is also part of where you need to take leadership in how you communicate and leadership in your relationship. I have a separate podcast episode on that where you might want to step by step build that trust between you and your partner and step by step build up to the point where you can be totally honest about what's happening, where you can get your partner to support you and understand you and help you through this problem in your relationship, and where you can, again, you're building awareness and a better relationship with yourself, and you're then also bringing that into the relationship. And that is something it takes two, right? It takes two to tango here, where you both are developing the communication skills and the awareness and the mutual support. So in a relationship as well, overcoming porn addiction can be a huge opportunity for growth. And if you're up for the challenge, if you're facing this challenge together, it can make your relationship better and stronger in the long term. So those are my thoughts on whether getting a girlfriend will fix your porn use problem and what to do if it doesn't, which is usually the case. If you want to learn more about this, I will link to all the other relevant content and podcast episodes in the description. And also check out my interview in the Modern Couples Summit, where I talked about porn addiction in relationships. And we had a very interesting conversation about all the effects and what to do about it. So I'll link to that below as well. That is the Modern Couple Summit, where I was interviewed on exactly this topic. As usual, if you appreciate the content I create, please help me spread the word by leaving a like, leaving a comment, interacting with this, get the algorithm to show this to more people. And if you have any questions that you'd like me to address in future episodes, you can leave a comment on YouTube or follow one of the links in the description where you can subscribe to the podcast and leave an anonymous voice note. So that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll catch you next time.